26, Josie Pagani and Jordan Williams. So issue number two, Josie, I'm going to come to you on this. Jacinda Ardern. So we had the New Zealand Herald job interviews today, Jacinda Ardern and Bill English. And Labor hasn't decided yet, they say, whether a capital gains tax would be part of their policy plan. Here is Jacinda Ardern.
Actually, we want to test whether or not that is the best way to deal with the housing crisis and whether that is the best way to deal with the fact that New Zealand is one of three countries we like to compare ourselves to who doesn't have a comprehensive tax that deals with wealth and capital gain. So we do want to put it to experts. We've been open about that. I've been open about the fact that I want the ability to then make a judgment in office as to how I deal with
it. So, Jacy, your take on that, and we've talked about this often, I believe they've already made their decision, and I'll also say it's not the best way to deal with the housing crisis. I mean, because, as we've said before, there are a number of countries that have got this, and their houses are through the roof as well. Anyway, Jacy, your take.
Well, I'm not sure they need a working group or a task force or whatever. We'll have the IMF, the OECD, all come out and say that New Zealand needs some kind of comprehensive CGT, capital gains tax. And you know, at the moment, the policy has, at least you've moved away from the policy which today, which is that Labor would extend National's two-year bright line test to five-year bright line test, which frankly was like bringing plastic utensils to a knife fight. I mean, it doesn't make much difference. You just extend it a few years. So at least she's saying that if there is evidence, and clearly there is, that a capital gains tax would be one element of bringing house prices down, then she will introduce it before the next election. You know, it's just this constant promise to do tax groups and working groups and things like that, which just waters it all down.
But that's the thing, Jordan. Josie's absolutely right. There are a number of working groups and tax experts that have said that capital gains are taxed in various forms. So they know what they're doing. They just want it rubber stamped. So it's
Cool. That's a great little ploy they can hide behind. They'll appoint a whole lot of neo-socialists like Josie, and that'll recommend precisely what they want, and they'll come out with a tax on, I liked her phrasing, deals with wealth. You know, we must deal with wealth. And we'll end up with some sort of tax on entrepreneurship. Come on, what tax has created wealth? Pull the other one, Josie. But the, you know, some sort of tax on entrepreneurship and the like. But it's all the vagaries of it, because we're hearing the same about the water tax. And we've watched this really closely. You know, we here at the Taxpayers Union, you know, we've got this radical idea that actually politicians should be upfront with the public about what they want to implement. And, okay, if you want to do a working group, you want to take 3 years and figure it out, come back to the public on something that dramatic to totally reform the basis of our taxation system.
If they were being sensible, if they were being, well, if they were being political, what I would do about this, which is
well, that's the problem,
capital
they
gains
are.
Tax as a capital gains tax and make it a tax switch so that then you lower income tax on working people in New Zealand. So people who've been paying too much tax, you lower the tax on them. So people feel like you're not the party of tax, so that that people like my neoliberal friend here, Jordan, can't get away with saying that Labor's just a tax party. So I think
you're right. If they were willing to say that, I mean, we can't even get Labor to say, or the Greens rather, on the sugar tax, that you'd actually reduce taxation in other areas. They just won't do it, and that's the concern.
No, it's a very good point. Most of those other reports that you referred to before, Josie, actually recommend, don't they? Lowering the income tax and company tax or whatever. Jordan, I'm going to come back to you. So Bill English, he says, well, he doesn't want Peters as finance minister, but he leaves himself an out clause. Meanwhile, Jacinda Ardern was definitive. She said, no, finance minister, prime minister will be Labor if they win, which I thought was more positive. What do you see in that?
Yeah, well, our economic team, rather, is operating a election bribometer, a costing system. And
doesn't that surprise me, Jordan?
Well, New Zealand First totally just blows it to bits because they're so vague. And Winston literally, I've been paying staff to literally read Winston's speeches about 2 hours a day where he goes town to town to town and just makes these sort of broad brush promises, totally uncosted, totally lacking detail. It's driving up for economists crazy. But as I say, they drive it to bits. What's interesting is, as English has said, We don't mind him in a finance role, which is scary enough, but at least he's saying, well, we'll rule him out in terms of monetary policy. But you don't have to... I mean, Winston isn't serious about some of the scary stuff he says around the Reserve Bank Act and monetary policy. And,
or immigration, for that matter.
The best person on that is Don Brash, who, when he was, before entering politics, when he was Reserve Bank Governor, and Peters became Treasurer in the Jim Bolger government, is Brash had prepared...
Well, still, I feel like I'm getting a history lesson here, Jordan.
Well, no, this is really important, that he turned up to meet Winston saying, here's how we can sort of change things to match some of your rhetoric, and because Don, being Don, was very concerned. And Peters just looked at him and said, no, I didn't mean any of that. We're not changing anything. Don't be silly. That's just, meaningless.
Okay.
So we can trust he doesn't really mean that stuff around the Reserve Bank Act, and frankly, thank God.
Now, Josie, I've got a surprise for you. This is especially for you, okay? So this is Labor's new election ad. Here it is.
Now's the time to build a better, fairer future for New Zealand. They will try to convince you not to rock the boat. But we can do better. Better healthcare, better schools, better transport, cleaner rivers and homes for all. I am ready. We're all ready. Let's do this.
Yes, I should send an invoice for that one. Anyway, JC, your take?
Well, there's a craze in advertising which goes, half the money I spend on advertising I waste. I just don't know which half. And that's the truth for political advertising too. You just don't know what ad is going to get cut through. It's not a great ad, but they've had to rush it through. It's not a great read. It reads a bit awkwardly. It's a sort of list, which is always not a good thing in a political ad. But look, they've had to turn it around very quickly. It's certainly better, if you remember Andrew Little's ad, which was basically had him walking his dog Harry and being every man and the regular New Zealand guy. This is pitching Jacinda as a bit of a superstar. But I think, I don't think it's going to be, it's not going to persuade anybody. It's not going to change their vote. They're going to need more than that.
Cool. And Jordan, I've got 30 seconds. What did you make of that?
Disagree with Josie. I think it's a really good ad, really good cut through line. They will try to convince you not to rock the boat. The word try is really powerful in political advertising. Neurolinguistically, try means failure. And by getting that message out there early, they're really taking it to the Nats, anticipating the likely negative campaign that the Nats will have to run in order to beat Jacinda Ardern. I think it's really smart. Our staff were really impressed when we watched it today. And you're right, it hasn't been done quickly. Poor Jacinda, most of it's her and a ministerial leader of the opposition, BMW, which doesn't really suit her image. But put that aside.
Thank you, Jordan. Jordan Williams and Jess Begani.